Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Yamakisha. How may I be assistant?
Yes, good morning, Lakeisha. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name,
It's
but
fine.
my name is Cynthia Hollinger, and I'm having a problem with reoccurring charges of that membership fee that keeps popping up on my credit card. I spoke to a supervisor, and she reversed the two charges that came. Okay, but couple of days later, here's this other charge here that's coming across my account, and I'm going to just go ahead and close this account here, my credit card, because something is going on. It really is, and I'm very, very upset about this whole thing.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that. I can definitely try to assist you and get to the bottom of this for you. can you provide me with your zip code so I can try to locate an account for you?
Yes, 34654.
Thank you so much for that. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Cynthia Hollinger.
What was that name again? I'm sorry.
Cynthia Hollinger.
Cynthia Hollinger. Do you go by another name? Is there another name that the account would be under?
No, there's no other name. The account is closed, but there's a recurring charge.
You said Cynthia Hollinger, and the zip code was 34654.
Yes.
Give me a moment. It's not saying Cynthia Hollinger.
There. This is lifestyle vibe trend, right?
Say that again for me.
This is lifestyle vibe trend, right?
So this is a third party company. We service multiple vendors here.
Okay. Well, the amount of $59.89 was charged to my account, and I spoke to a
Ms.
supervisor.
Hollinger, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Can you verify your email address for me?
cyhollinger@gmail.com.
I'm not saying that. Bear with me. Try to locate an account for
Well, I canceled everything, but I still should be in the system.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I'm saying I should still be able to see you whether it's canceled
Well,
or
see,
not.
and this is what's so suspicious because a couple of days later, I got some charges from a Sam's Club that hit my account. And I'm not saying that anyone there, did that or what have you, but it's just very suspicious. So if you're not able to see it, then I need to talk to a supervisor because I need that reversed from my account.
And can you spell your zip code for me? I mean, your email, you said CY. Can you spell Hollinger for me?
Hollinger.
So CY Hollinger at what, like yahoo.com, Gmail?
At gmail.com.
Okay, I see you now. I have to look it up through your email. And can you verify your mailing address for me, Ms. Hollinger?
12405 Roseland Drive, Newport Richey, Florida, 34654.
Thank you so much for that information. The system is loading your account up. Bear with me.
Okay.
So I do see that the status of the account is canceled. Let's see. When was the last time your account was charged?
June, well, for the $59.89, that was May 27th.
Yes, ma'am. I do see the May 27th for the.
But
I do.
why would that happen when I just spoke to someone prior to that, because two credits were given on May 25th, and then you're going to turn around and charge my account again on 2 days later? What is that? Who does that?
Okay, so it says here on May 22nd, the purchase, it was, okay, so on the 24th, it was placed on hold because it was canceled. On the 24th, the recurring was turned off. Okay, so 24th, and I was refunded. You were also refunded on the 24th. Yeah. So the account was actually charged on the 22nd, and I'm seeing that you called in on the 24th. So you were charged before you called in. You haven't been charged since.
I was charged, let me see, the first charge was back in April, the 26th, and then there was another charge on May the 23rd at $59.89. And so at that point, I called this number, and they transferred me over to a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
And so the supervisor, she said that she would correct it, and there you see a credit, two credits that were made, that were done on the 25th. But then on my side, and I don't know if you see it on your side, then on May 27th, there is another $59.89. Who does that?
All right. No, ma'am, I'm not seeing the May 27th charge. I have two charges here. One for April 22nd and then May. There's no charges after.
Okay, well, I see it on my side. I see it on my side. I see an adjustment of $59.89.
An adjustment. Okay, so give me a brief moment, okay?
Okay.
I'm still here working on your account. Just bear with me, okay?
Okay.
So what is the date of the charge that you were charged after you called in?
May 27th.
May 27th?
Yeah. And it says adjustment. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. The adjustment could have been that credit, that refund, because it does take at least 3 to 5 business days for the refund to hit your account. Are you sure it's not a credit?
No, it's not a credit because I see the credit. The credits are in green. There are two credits that canceled out the two charges that were made prior to May 25th. And then on my end, I see on May 27th a $59.89, and it says adjustment. I don't know what that is. But if you don't see it on your end, then I'll just take it up with my credit card company, and I'll just cancel it.
So is the credit before the charge? Is it coming before the charge?
is the which credit, dear? I'm saying that the credits, the two credits were made on the same day.
They hit your account on the same day?
Yes, it did. Both credits hit my account on May 25th, and that was $59.89. That cancels out, you know, those two charges that were made prior to that. Now, on May 27th, 2 days later, I see a charge of $59.89. You don't see that anywhere on your record?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I was just trying to get some clarity of when, like, the original charge was. When were you originally charged?
Okay, the original charge, let me see. Let me go down. There was a charge that was made. The first charge, that it was on April 26th. That was the first charge of $59.89. That was the very first charge, April 26th. And then on May 23rd, the second charge of $59.89 took place. It hit my account May 23rd. That was the second charge.
And then again on May 27th?
And then again on May 27th, yes. I mean, are they not? You know,
the 27th, I'm not seeing the 27th charge on in our system.
Okay, you don't see the 27th charge. Okay, so I'm going to have to call my credit card company. But as far as you can see, my account is closed, right? My account, my membership is closed. It's canceled. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, I was speaking with my supervisor. So, in regards to the charge for the May 27th, we're not seeing the charge. If you could give us a call with your bank on the line, so we can try to get to the bottom of why you were being double charged. So, yes, ma'am, can you give us a call back with the bank on the line?
Yeah, I can certainly do that. I mean, I can see if usually when I put them on the line. Or you can, you know, if you can hold, then I can see if I can.
So I'm unable to hold for no longer than 2 minutes. Yes, ma'am. So what you could do is contact your bank,
and then
speak
with
them.
You.
Yes, and then give us a call on three-way.
All right, no problem. Okay,
yes,
thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.